Big changes are coming for students in Albion. Voters there have approved Marshall Public Schools' annexation of the struggling Albion District. And among the changes on the way, greater flexibility in a student's academic path. It's called the pre-K to grade 16 approach. When it's up and running, it could serve as a model for other struggling districts across Michigan. Let's learn more now as we welcome the Marshall Public Schools Superintendent, Dr. Randy Davis. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this annexation didn't just happen, did it? You've been working with the Albion team for quite a few years on this idea?
Yeah, well, actually, we've been working since 2010 on trying to create better and more varied opportunities for our young people that live in our region of Eastern Calhoun County. The annexation was an outcome of their continued struggle financially over the last number of years.
And as you talk to families and voters in Albion, you tell them about this idea of this pre-K through 16, that you want to be able to offer this to students. Exactly what is that? Because our heads all kind of turned and went, what, grade 16?
Yeah. I've been in Marshall since 2009, and we've been working as an organization to figure out a way to create equal access for all students as they come in the door to a pathway toward their opportunity for success. And that means all students, regardless of the context in which they come into our program in. And so we have a preschool program, daycare before and after school. We have a GSRP, or Great Start Readiness Program. We have partnership with for an agency that does Head Start. Then we do a pre-K kindergarten placement for young fives or kindergarten students that aren't quite at the level where they need to be completely in the kindergarten program, the regular kindergarten program. Then, of course, we do the K-12. We also add now a 13th year for early college, middle college concept at KCC. And then on top of that, with the Albion Fellows, the relationship we have with them, and the work that we do together, we're tracking more and more students to go into Albion College for their four-year degree, thus getting you to grade 16.
So you really are giving a lot of flexibility and a lot of choice as a student can follow the path that means success for him or her. It's not one size fits all.
That's absolutely correct. And what I love about what we've created, you know, the devil's in the detail and how it's implemented, but what I love about it is we're changing our mindsets within our organization and across the communities we serve to help students when they get through their eighth grade year to look at multiple pathways in which they want to travel towards career and college ready. And we've tried to put into place through strategic partnerships those folks that can bring value added to that concept and make it successful as we possibly can for all of our students.
And you've got non-traditional and traditional high school paths, don't you?
Yes, we do. Marshall Public Schools has had an alternative high school for some time, 8 years before I got here. And I have experience with Star Commonwealth working with troubled students across the state of Michigan in my past life. And one of the things we wanted to do was reframe that to make sure that we understand that there are a number of kids, and we should know a lot of these kids by the time they finish their eighth grade year. There's a number of kids that don't find themselves being successful in a traditional school setting. They need a little bit more flexibility, more seat time. They have other issues going on with their families, whatever your long list of things that could disenfranchise them from a traditional school. So we offer that with their pathway to catch up their credits, to accelerate their learning, to get a high school diploma fully verified through Marshall Public Schools for the Michigan Merit Corps, but also to introduce them, and many times the first-generation college attenders, to the world of college and post-secondary education and training. And once they get the feeling that with a safety net that they can be capable to be able to go on, they start seeing themselves differently in the pathway that they're taking. So that's really great about our non-traditional. And with our traditional school, we have multiple ways to accelerate learning through that process. We have integrated applied arts area that we still have in our own high school, and not too many high schools still have the old vocational ed kind of thing, because most of the counties are picking up on that. So we participate in the Career Center in Calhoun County. But at the same time, we have our own pathway within the high school to let kids that have an interest and they're good with their hands and they want to look at this as their pathway towards college or certification, we start them in our own high school along that line.
And now bringing all of these elements together with the vision you have now that this annexation has happened. So you're going to see students be able to, by the time they graduate, not only can they have a high school diploma in hand, would they actually have their associate's degree in hand?
Yes, they could. With our early college, middle college, our partnership with KCC, they would like to expand this program that we currently have in-house to open it up for anyone interested within the Calhoun County region to come to. And the whole piece of that is they have to minimally successfully complete 15 college credit hours according to the standards, academic standards of the community college, as well as complete their high school requirements for graduation by their 13th year. And so some of these kids are accelerated so much that they're actually taking night classes along with what we offer during the day, and they're graduating earlier with an associate's degree and a high school diploma.
Is this free for the students?
Yes, it is.
So you are really getting a big head start and making a big dent in the affordability problem with college.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm still paying on the college loans for my two daughters at Michigan State University.
Well, it's exciting. And I've got to wonder, are there any other districts in Michigan, Dr. Davis, doing what you're doing in Marshall and now bringing Albion into the fold?
Well, you know, there aren't too many districts that are doing what we're doing with Albion. We've had a longstanding relationship and partnership with them and another local district. We've been working together since 2010. This annexation, if successfully done, will be one of the first at this caliber with two dichotomously different districts for over 30 years, I think. And so there are others that are out there looking at consolidation. This is an annexation. And so when you look at the history of that, you need to make sure you define that.
And let's define that right now, because we've talked about consolidating districts, but give us your take on the differences between consolidating and annexing.
Well, in consolidating districts, two districts come together with value added to the conversation and form an entirely unique new district. And that also includes their boards of education. So boards of education come together, they form a joint board, they process through what that looks like, and eventually they have a new identity and a new mission going forward. For an annexation, it's usually in a situation such as Albion, where they've been in a deficit elimination plan for quite some time. The Department of Treasury has taken over the Albion schools the earlier part of this year, actually in 2015, and took that away from the supervision of the Department of Education based on their financial situation. And so as they were continually losing kids, not being able to meet the requirements for the deficit elimination plan, they had to come up with a solution that was going to be viable for the taxpayers, viable for the students. And they've invited us to annex their district. The vote had to go from the Albion voters to vote on that. The Marshall voters didn't have a vote on that. That decision was made by the Marshall Board of Education. And once that vote was approved, it was approved by a 71% majority, then it allows us to start officially taking care of the districts, this larger district, as of July 1 of this year.
Do you feel like having this new relationship with Albion is going to make Marshall stronger?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just so excited about the opportunity. I mean, for one thing, school of choice has been impacting Albion and all of our districts across the state, to be clear. A lot of times it hurts small rural school districts and also urban centers a lot more than other districts. This is what's happened with Albion. Not only has it been a question about academic achievement and those kind of things over a number of years, but it's also been an issue about other districts taking students out of that that smaller district. So they've dwindled down their resources. Obviously, with less students, you have less resources financially and otherwise. And it became pretty much an 80%, close to 80% African-American or children of color district when their socioeconomics in Albion is less than 50% that would mirror that. So you can see that they've ended up having a very limited diversity within their school district, and Marshall Public Schools the same way, but for the opposite reason. Our children of color was somewhere in the neighborhood of like 11%, maybe even less than that. I think 9% or 7% when we first started our partnership with Albion. And so our students and their students both were not being educated in a diverse learning environment, getting the kids better prepared for a global economy. So bringing both communities together, showing that all kids can be capable and successful in this this new model is outstanding. And what I feel is that we're better preparing our kids for career and college ready through that effort.
Dr. Randy Davis, the superintendent of Marshall Public Schools, and again, the annexation with Albion Schools, things start kicking in this July, and it'll be really interesting to watch all of this play out as you pursue this vision. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Dr. Davis.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Call me anytime.